Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Fortuna police investigating several reports of counterfeit bills being passed in the community arrested three people on Sunday after serving a search warrant at a residence in the 3900 block of Ronerville Road. Officers found counterfeit $120 bills and seized a computer, printers, and other equipment used in making the fake bills. 22-year-old Jeremy Herman, 19-year-old Brittany Waltrip, and 48-year-old Kim Hughes, all Fortuna residents, were arrested in connection with the search and booked on several charges each. The sheriff's office received a call on Sunday regarding a fight at the Mateel Community Center in Redway involving a knife. Deputies arrived on scene and spoke with the 23-year-old male victim, who explained that the suspect, 23-year-old Redway resident Zachary Harrison, was harassing him and his friends. When the victim confronted Harrison, he pulled out a 4-inch long knife and held it at the victim's stomach. They became separated but began arguing again an hour later, and security asked them to leave. As the victim was leaving the event, Harrison struck him in the face with an object, possibly a bottle. The victim received stitches from the injury. While deputies interviewed witnesses at the scene, they identified Harrison as the suspect, and he attempted to flee on foot. Deputies caught and arrested him for assault with a deadly weapon, brandishing a weapon, and public intoxication. He was booked into county jail and later posted bail. The California Highway Patrol responded to a report of a fatal collision on Highway 36 on Friday afternoon. The driver of a Harley-Davidson motorcycle was headed eastbound when, for unknown reasons, he allowed his bike to drift into the oncoming lanes. The rider, 71-year-old Bridgeville resident William Alden Shockley, collided with a pickup truck driven by a McKinleyville woman headed westbound and suffered fatal injuries as a result. The driver of the pickup suffered minor injuries in the crash, and Highway 36 was down to one-way traffic for several hours following the incident. Captain Adam Yeager, commander of the Humboldt Area CHP, said that 36 should be treated with respect, both in terms of speed and driver awareness.
It's a great road to travel on. You just have to drive within your car's means and drive slow and allow extra time and not drive fast. I mean, a lot of our accidents out there are either DUI or they're driving too fast and they can't maintain the curves and they cross the lane and redwood trees don't move.
Another traffic incident on Highway 36 early Saturday evening slowed traffic along the route as well after a single vehicle collision involving a car towing a horse trailer. Tracy O'Donnell was headed westbound on 36 when, for unknown reasons, her vehicle left the roadway and overturned. The trailer, which contained a dog and multiple cats, disconnected from the car but remained upright. O'Donnell, who was moving to Rio Del from out of state, sustained minor injuries and was taken to a local hospital for treatment. The animals were bounced around a bit but made it through without apparent injury. The cause of the collision remains under investigation. The National Weather Service in Eureka issued a frost advisory, which will be in effect from 2 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Tuesday. A cold air mass is expected to move through the region, resulting in the development of widespread frost. Residents on the coast of Del Norte and Humboldt counties can anticipate low temperatures in the upper 20s to mid-30s. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Officers from the Arcata Police Department served a search warrant at a residence in the 4500 block of Valley West Boulevard late last week. Officers found an indoor marijuana grow with approximately 40 plants, 8 pounds of dried marijuana, and about 8 pounds of processed marijuana and 2 firearms. The growers were using 8 times the electricity of a normal residence, thanks to 14 1,000-watt grow lights. The growers were also on PG&E's CARE program. In addition to the marijuana grow, officers also found evidence of a butane hash-making operation, and they arrested one man, Martin Felperin of Arcata, who was booked on cultivation and possession charges. And the California State University Board of Trustees began the search for a new president at Humboldt State University today with a meeting that occurred at 10 o'clock this morning on campus. President Roland Richmond is stepping down at the end of the academic year after 11 years at HSU. A search committee has been named, including members of the faculty, along with a student representative and members of the community, such as the chair of the Karuk tribe. The meeting was held in the Van Duzer Theater and began with an open public meeting, followed by a closed-door meeting with all 17 members of the search committee. Over the course of the next few months, the committee will review applications and interview suitable candidates before making a final decision. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.